Grace, peace, and mercy from the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all of us. Join me in a word of prayer, please. Father, as you have gathered us together today, we come in all humbleness. We give you all praise and thanksgiving. Lord, you gave us your son as a baby in Bethlehem, only to die on a cross to save us from our sin. Lord, we ask that you open our ears, open our hearts to the words you have for us today. We come in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so the gospel reading for this week highlights the slaughter of the two-year-olds by Herod. Well, there was really no way I could figure to put a positive spin on that, except that he didn't get to Jesus. So, I'm going to go off script today. Besides, Pastor B ain't here to question me on it. We'll talk about that next week. So, by a show of hands, how many here today remember the comic strip or cartoon or TV show Dennis the Menace? That's pretty much a majority. If you don't know who Dennis the Menace was, or don't, you know, just kind of play along, you know, and make believe, you know, pretend that you know what's going on. Well, in the Christmas, and one Christmas episode of Dennis the Menace, Dennis goes next door to thank his good friend George Wilson for his Christmas gift, a toy pickup truck. Dennis proceeds to tell Mr. Wilson what Santa brought him: a spaceship, a puzzle, a dinosaur, a skateboard, an archery set, a video game, and a football helmet. "Sounds like you hit the jackpot," Mr. Wilson replies. Dennis asks, "Did Santa also visit the Wilsons?" "Oh, he brought me a new scarf and a beautiful handbag," Mrs. Wilson answers. "And I got a sweater, some socks, and a new belt," George tells him. Dennis was shocked. "Gee, clothes are all you got?" Then, saying he just remembered something, Dennis runs out the kitchen door, only to return a few moments later with a new red wagon full of toys. "Santa must have brought this stuff to my house by mistake." Nice gesture on Dennis's part, but obviously the wrong emphasis. But then again, I think Dennis is not alone in his thinking. More often than not, the expected question, "And what did you get for Christmas?" is answered much like Dennis did. Toys, video games, a new tablet computer, and some other things. Occasionally, clothes are mentioned, but hardly with the same enthusiasm of the other things. Unless, of course, the clothes are the product of some famous designer that the receiver just had to have. I wonder what Dennis's reaction to Christmas would have been if his parents had actually explained to him that Christmas is indeed a matter of receiving some new clothes. So the text we're going to use for today comes from Colossians chapter 3, starting at the 12th verse. "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in a perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. You know, although Paul never set foot in Colossae, he is still considered the founder of the Christian congregation there because it was begun by leaders who were instructed in the doctrines of Christianity by Paul. One of those leaders, Epaphras, visited Paul while he was in prison in Rome and gave him a report, some of which was good and gave Paul great joy. But some of the news was not good at all. Judaizers from Jerusalem, who openly opposed the teachings of Paul, and Paul, who taught consistently that Jesus has fulfilled all the requirements of God's law, thus one is saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. They had convinced the people that Paul had only given them half the truth. They emphasized strict obedience to the law, including the temple's list of rules and obligations. The Judaizers were turning people away from the freedom of Christ's shed blood to the slavery of work righteousness. Outwardly, they still looked Christian, but inwardly, they were belying their outward appearance and their title as God's chosen. The angel's Christmas carol on the night of Jesus' birth, "On earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests," speaks to the close of Christmas, found in the text. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Forgive as the Lord forgives you. Love, which binds them all together. Since you, God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, you were called to be peaceful. Only one who is freed from the impossible demands of God's laws is at peace with God. Only one who is freed from the impossible demands of God's laws can love as God loves. Only one who is freed from the impossible demands of God's laws can forgive as God forgives. Only one who is freed from the impossible demands of God's laws has the patience of Christ, who left the 99 sheep to find the one. Only one who is freed from the impossible demands of God's laws can show the gentleness of Jesus, who said to the woman caught in adultery, "I do not condemn you." Only one who is freed from the impossible demands of God's laws can be as humble as was John the Baptist. "I must decrease, he must increase. Only one freed from the impossible demands of God's laws can show kindness, as did the Good Samaritan. And only one who is freed from the impossible demands of God's laws can show the compassion of the father of the prodigal son. No matter what the Colossians say or do, Paul writes, they are to recognize the Lord's presence in your words and actions, as you, God's chosen, match your outward appearance with your Christmas clothes of Christ-like compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and forgiveness. And it's all sewn together by the golden thread of love that amazingly shows the peace of God in a peace-starved world. Yes, Dennis, Christmas is about clothes after all. And that wagon full of toys that you took over to the Wilsons because they didn't get any real Christmas gifts. Well, that little gesture, given from a heart that is clothed with the righteousness of the child born in Bethlehem, is a task not only well done, it is a message as hopeful to the world as the song of the angels. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Amen. And now may the peace of the Lord, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.